Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 24th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's visit to the United States.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 metermoy frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, we are on www.voazimbabwe.com, voazimbabwe.com, or we also on the voashona.com and voandevele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's engagement with the West and Zimbabweans living in USA and related issues.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa told Zimbabweans attending a public meeting in New York yesterday that they should forget the outcome of this year's general elections and focus on reviving the country's ailing economy.
Mnangagwa said the country's land reform program is irreversible, and as a result, it is no longer an issue at national and international level.
He assured Zimbabweans that the ZANU-PF government won't parcel out the country's resources to China, where it has obtained investment bills said to be running into billions of dollars. Some Zimbabweans said they are worried about lack of transparency in these deals.
Mnangagwa also told Bloomberg TV that efforts are being made to cater for opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the MTC Alliance, who claims that he won the July presidential election. He says officially recognizing Chamisa as leader of the opposition will result in him getting monthly state payments and other benefits. Chamisa says there's not been any offer of that sort from Mr. Mnangagwa.
And please note, we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, the VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
If you want to participate in the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Aye. See, right.
Yeah. So, Mazlobati, yes. Lapalam Tage, Lapaskuba Kuna, Mohambo, Lugamonga Meli, Emmerson Mnangagwa, Okuna Apage, Wele Meliga, Lapakulum Sane, Kuna Izolo, Lesdis Aronis Zimbabwe, Escala, Kunapole Meliga. Ye, Wacheluti, Elizabeth Zimbabwe, Tifuna Wuti, Tutu, Iswe, Innoto, Jalogozo, Wonke, Ungenzo, Matanabo. Ukuthi konoko sabakuzuza emazweni bakusebenzise elizweni leZimbabwe. Uphinde wakhuluma ke Bloomberg TV wabatshela ukuthi yena uzama ukuthi akhulumisane lomnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuze ukuthi angene kudala lephalamende njengalo okhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo abesehola imali azuze konke konoko okumele kutholakale. Uphinde wakhuluma kakhulu njalo lokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe alikhangelele ukuthi liza ihambisa umnotho walo kule China njengoba ke lithola izikwelede eziningangaka. Wasesithi nxa sokhangela umhlabathi uthi umhlabathi wathathelwa abamhlophe usungabantu abansundu. Ngakho udaba lolu soluphelile akusela ukuthi bangakhuluma ngakho. Ye, ungazani-ke ukhulume khonokho mnumzana.
Hey, baba Dube, muri eZimbabwe, kwazwai, tinokuchingamidzai muchirongwa chanhasi, matiri kukurukura, nezviri kuitika kuNew York uko kwakashanya mukuru mutungamiriri wenyika vaMnangagwa nevamwe vavakafamba navo. Nezuro vakaita musangano nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinogara muAmerica. Takanzwa kuti kune vamwe vakabvawo kuCanada vanga varimo mumusangano iwoyo. Nyaya dzavakanyanyobata, vakabata nyaya yeLand Reform Program, vakataura kuti zvakatoitika zvakatoitika hakuchadzokerwa kumashure, vakufambira mberi nenyika yeZimbabwe, vakakumbira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti ngazvichikanganwa nenyaya dzesarudzo dzakapfuura, vakati ngavachitarisa kumberi kuenda mberi neZimbabwe vachiona kuti vobata nepapi kuti vabatsirewo nyika. Vakavimbisawo zvakare zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti hurumende yavo yeZANU-PF haisi kutora nyika ichigovera kana kupa kuChina sezviri kutyirwa nevakawanda. takaona vazhinji vachitaura vachinyunyuta nekuchema chema kuti maitirwo ari kuitwa madeals, ma mega deals aisainwa pakati peZimbabwe neChina. Vamwe vanga vaine kufunga kuti zvimwe mari zhinji dziri kutaurwa idzi Zimbabwe ingapedzisira yapinda parumana nzombe vakapedzisira varasikirwa nenyika yavo. Pane izvozvo takaonawo vamunangagwa vari pa nepenyuro yeBloomberg vachitaura pamusoro pekuti vari kuedza kuti vachamisa vavatore vachishandisa mashandisirwo anoitwa dare reparamende rekuBritain kuti mutungamiri webato rinopikisa guru acherechedzwe nehurumende uye neparamende vachitambiriswawo vachiwanawo mihoro inowana vamwe vakuru vakuru vanoendawo kuparamende. Ndo dzimwe dzenyaya zhinji dzavakataura nezvadzo Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got a video of Mr. Mnangagwa talking about, you know, peace, unity and all those nice things and love. So let's hear what he says.
We must, wherever we are, preach peace, unity and love and our national flag and our national anthem. We must unite our people. We must accept divergent views among ourselves. That is important. The best view should take the day. And we see no problem with that currently as we move on. We, however, have a task to revive our economy. Let me assure you that we are where we are as a result of a decision which we took on the land reform program. Be clear, I am not regretting that we took back our land. And the line of thought is irrevocable. We move on. Even the British accept now that that issue is dead. We are discussing with mutual respect to move forward. And now, I had an interview when I came here. He went there. There was a very tough lady who interviewed me. She says, I am old wine in a new bottle. But what is important, no one eats the bottle. So I'm happy that I have a new wine.
That is President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and he was passing some other jokes there, you know, especially this one on wine. That is actually the new wine, and he's happy that no one eats or drinks the bottle or it's, something like that, you know.
He's a very fascinating man, I must give him that.
Yeah. So then when it comes to the land reform program, he says it is totally irreversible. And we kuluma konapa ngothando, kuzobuya ke ukuthula lokubambana. So uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu konoko. So singazi njalo ukuthi ungakhuluma labantu bathi tumnanga kobe khuluma ngani.
Okay, so vamunangagwa vanga vachitaura zvikuru zvakasimbarara pamusoro pekubatana, runyararo uye kugadzikana kwenyika, vachiseka neveruzhinji vanga vakaungana vachivaudza kuti zviya zvekuti hondo yeminda yakauya, minda ikagovaniswa, vanhu vakapiwa minda hazvidzoserwi kumashure. Zvavakatoita vakasunga havasi kudzokera kumashure, asi kutoshanda kuenda kumberi kuti vochiita sei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Vakakumbirawo kuti ruzhinji rwenyika dai vanhu vese vabatana maoko mukubudirira kwenyika kuenda kumberi kubva pari zvino.
Yes, and I think we've got another video where he talks about, you know, models of taking Zimbabwe's economy and devolution. Let's hear that kind of video.
We have models of approach the various subsectors of the economy. Agriculture, mining, tourism, infrastructure development, ICT, mining, so on. We have different models which we are going to apply. physical imbalance is the problem which these two young people will have to deal with and correct. I have faith in them, but as you succeed. So, also in terms of our constitution, there's the issue of devolution in our constitution. That is to say, our constitution provides that we should devolve part of central government power to the provinces. And we're working on a policy where some powers of central governments are going to exercise at the provincial level, so that each province back home in Zimbabwe should develop an economic development plan for the province on the basis of resources that are found in that particular province to contribute to national GDP. So that we now know which province is doing what GDP, what growth are they achieving, separately and collectively. That is critically important, and that will help my Minister of Finances to focus as to what is happening. Rather than in the past, when we looked at these issues globally without specific allocation as to how areas are progressing.
That is Mr. Mnangagwa again. He's talking a lot about fiscal balance, and he says he has actually tasked abantu abanjengomthuli Ncube ukuthi basebenze sibe lokumangalisayo ukuthi balungise udaba lolu. So uyatsho ukuthi ye uyabona ngani bangalulungisa ngendlela efunakalayo. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ngalokhu ukuthi izabelo kumele zibe lamandla athize ukwenzela ukuthi umnotho ozuzwa khona ngale endaweni ezijiyeneyo ubanjwe ngemfanelo. Nxa sithi khonapho ibanjwe njalo uyabe sitsho ukuthi ubanjwe ngendlela yokuthi kubonakala ukuthi ewange nxa ukuthi kulenyamazana imali evela khona ngale kumele isetshenziswe njani. EGwanda nxa kulamacimbi nxa sethengisiwe kumele kwenzakalani. Nxa kule nkomo kumele kwenzakalani. So ke ukhuluma ngakhona kusibile ukuthi kumele kube njalo. Singazi abantu ukuthi bakubona njani. Kubula abanye abasolayo sibile sithi lapho ngani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama. Ngoba bona zani ke uhulumende webandla leZANU-PF ufuna ukuzibamba esidukwini. Abe sefaka abantu babo ukuthi babe yibo abazibambileyo ezabelweni. Kunjalo kwefoto
baba Dube muri eZimbabwe tiri kunzwa zvatatichiona pavideo yevamunangagwa vanga vachitaura nyaya yekuti vari kuedza nzira dzakasiyana siyana dzekuedza kusimudzira nyaya dzebudiriro neupfumi hwenyika. Vabata nhau yekurima, vakabata nhau yezvicherwa kumigodhi, vakabata nhau yetourism, vakazobatawo nhau yeICT vachitaura kuti mapazi akasiyana siyana vakatotanga kutarisa maari kuti vaone kuti vangasimudzira sei upfumi hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Taona murwendo rwavauya kuno vachifamba navamutuli Ncube navamangunja vanofamba nedivi remari nezveupfumi hwenyika kureva kuti vari kusimbisa nyaya dzine chekuita neupfumi. Vataurawo nyaya yedevolution pachishona tingati kupararidzwa kwemasimba kuti hutungamiri husangoungane muHarare chete, husangoungane muguta, asi kuti nekumaprovinsi kune vanhu kwamugere ikoko kuve nehutungamiri hunenge huriko hunoshanda nematunhu amugere maari kuti semuenzaniso vana vekwachiyadzwa vawane zvinopundutswa zvinobuda mudunhu rechiyadzwa munocherwa madiamond mavanenge vari kubulawayo kuno kunokamwa mombe uko dzakasimba uko varegewo kuzoshaya nyama ichiperera kuHarare, asi vematunhu vagone kupfumiswa nekubatsirikana nekutungamirirana vachibatsirana nekurayirana vari mumatunhu mavari. Vataurawo nyaya iyoyo zvakanyanya. Zvino ndofunga chasara chacho kuti tione kuti zviri kutaurwa izvi navamunangagwa munozvitambirawo sei semhuri yeZimbabwe, uye kuenda mberi nenyika yeZimbabwe zvichafamba sei, zvichizomira zvakadii. This is what we are all for today, Mr. Dube.
Yes, thank you so much. So now let's hear what we can say going forward. I think that video actually took me by surprise, sort of. So anyway, so I think we've got our first guest, and that is our reporter Blessing Zulu. He's actually covering the United Nations General Assembly, is in New York, and he actually attended this meeting that where Mnangagwa addressed some Zimbabweans. So, Zulu, connect when? Very good. So today I decided to speak to you in Ndebele. I'm going to be speaking in short. So briefly, tell us the blessing you had there. You attended yesterday's meeting between Mnangagwa and Zimbabweans. So how did it go, and where is this all taking Zimbabwe?
I think that meeting was pretty significant in that this is the first meeting in many years that the leader of the country has managed to have and interact with Zimbabweans in the diaspora. You remember in the past years, under President Robert Mugabe, Mr. Mugabe would just come to New York and meet with the September 12th movement, rather, group led by Gordon Chimurenga, and did not meet Zimbabweans who were always protesting outside the United Nations General Assembly. Mm-hmm. But this was a positive move by President Emmerson Mnangagwa to interact with Zimbabweans and also hear their concerns.
How did they receive him? You know, was it sort of like a joyous occasion? And what were the issues that were discussed there?
I think he was received very well by the majority of people who opposed attended in Zimbabweans. It was clear they were waiting for this opportunity to engage with their leader and to bring to his attention the concerns that they had.
Mkoma Zulu, ziri kufamba here?
Aiwa, siri nani mkoma Ivan?
Aiwa, ndizozo. Gatimbo kanda chishona mbichana muri dzedu dzimwe dziri kwana mzarabanu kwana mpini wa soto kavanzi kwa ziri kuitika ku New York. Zvaka mira seiko ku New York, ndimi makanga muri koka kubvane zuro na nasi.
Icho kwa dine zuro vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari ku muno muAmerica neku Canada vakabuda vakawanda kuti vaende ivo kumusangano wanga wakokerwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura nhunha dzavo dzakasiyana siyana kusanganisa nyaya yekuti ivo vari kuti vari kuda kunge vachivhota uye kuti vawaniswewo mukana munyaya dzezvebudiriro muZimbabwe mungava munyaya dzeminda vamwe vaitaurawo nezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko kana kuti yatingati information technology ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavaiti hurumende yavo inofanira kuti inge ichivaitira.
Muchiona mashoko aitaurwawo navamunangagwa vamwe vazhinji vachitaura kuti nechirungu hanzi vari kugona here kuita walk the talk, muri kuona kunge zvinokwanisika kubatika here zvavaiudza ruzhinji rwevanhu?
Hongu sema taura avo ndo mashoko avo chaivo mavita kunge maabvuta pamuromo pavo. Vaitaura ivo kuti ivo mutungamiri anoteerera uye havango vanoziziva kuti muromo hauzarirwe nerwizi. Nekudaro zvose zvavanenge vachitaura vari kuti vari kuda kuzvizadzikisa, asi panga paine vamwewo pano nepapo vaimbopokana navo vachitaura nyaya dzeuori semuenzaniso, vachiti uori wacho unenge uri kutoramba uchienderera mberi, zvekuti kana vachida kutanga mabhizinisi munyika unonzi imbotanga wandi pachioko muhomwe. Vamwewo vaigunun'una kuti Zimbabwe haisati yanyatsogadzirisa zvinhu munyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu. Kunyange hazvo vamunangagwa vakati aiwa ivo navamugabe vasiyana vavhunura zvaiitwa navamugabe, vava kuda kuti Zimbabwe ifambire mberi vanhu vakabatana.
Interesting.
So from today going forward, what is going to happen to the president? Does he have any meetings and all those kind of things?
Today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa attended the National the Nelson Mandela Peace Summit that is currently underway and has been praised by many leaders, and many leaders are taking the pledge to ensure that there is world peace in honor of Nelson Mandela. And it's also interesting and significant that the United Nations has also unveiled a statue of Nelson Mandela to honor his legacy, something that was well received by many African leaders, including Mr. Mnangagwa and also President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa. I also saw Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He was also part of the leaders that were praising the work done by the late Nelson Mandela.
Thank you so much, Blessing. Stay on the line. I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTC Alliance Presidential Spokesperson. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, let's look at some of the issues that Mr. Mnangagwa was discussing with the Zimbabweans. And another issue that he discussed with Bloomberg TV. So, for a start, he said there were some kind of moves for the government to actually make opposition leader Nelson Chamisa to be maybe part of parliament and pay him for being the leader of the opposition. What's your take on that?
You know, it is very clear to most Zimbabweans who are in this country during the voting period and who voted, who experienced the extraordinary campaign that we went through, that the winner of this election was President Nelson Chamisa, that therefore Mnangagwa is an illegitimate president. The clearer evidence of that fact is provided by the Constitutional Court that refused to collect a server used by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and now stored and hidden at the RBZ. Some of the statements that he is making as an illegitimate president are obviously certainly very doubtful. But what we have to make very clear is that President Nelson Chamisa views the crisis in the country as one that does not need a politician to act as a mafia gang who gives pecks and positions in order to buy legitimacy. Legitimacy is won at an election and not something that you then attempt to buy. So the president, President Nelson Chamisa, is quite disturbed by this backward attitude and mentality, which seems to think that you still can run the politics of patronage and parceling out resources in order to gain control of the political space.
Thank you so much.
President encourages.
Thank you so much. NgesiNdebele nje ngamafutshane, konoko okulunywa ngumnanga ukuthi kumele ukuthi uMnumzana Chamisa angene kudala leParliament njengalo ophikisayo lebandla elikhulu, ungathini ngakho konoko?
UPresident Nelson Chamisa uthi yena nxa kuyikuthi kunemisebenzi lezikhundla engenziwa lidale lephalamente, kufanele ibe yimisebenzi lezikhundla eyenzelwa i-95% yabantu beZimbabwe abangalamsebenzi. Lokho yinkuthazo kaPresident Nelson Chamisa. Labo abafuna ukuya edale lephalamende bedinga ukwakha izikhundla lokuthenga lokupha abantu izimali, kufanele banike abantu beZimbabwe abangalamisebenzi. UPresident Nelson Chamisa yena ngokwakhe kazange angene kupolitics ukuthi adinge umsebenzi, wangena kupolitics ukuthi akhankasele ukulungisa izwe leZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke uyazi ukuthi njengomuntu owena election kadingi kunikwa sikhundla loba ngubani. Ngalokho-ke ukubona kuyinto embi njalo engaqondanga ukuthi umuntu athi nxa engakhethwanga uzayenza ukuthi abantu bamvume ukuthi usengupresident welizwe ngokuthi athi hayi ngizakunika iziwiji leziyana naleziyana. UPresident Chamisa lokhu ubona kuyinto eyayisenziwa kudala njalo engafanela ukwenziwa ngesikhathi esesikuso.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke mfowethu. Ungako udokotela njalo nxa ufuna kube ku-blessing.
Dr. Sibanda.
Yes.
I would like to come in from an angle that says the Commonwealth parliamentary system, which Zimbabwe is saying they are adopting, has the same kind of structure where the leader of the opposition is recognized by parliament, both through salary and benefits and involvement in day-to-day running. Is it not more or less the same thing that is happening here, despite the fact that they are disputes in who won the election?
I don't know what is happening because nobody has told us or told the president what is happening. The fact of the matter is that President Nelson Chamisa has said over and over again for the past three weeks now, has been saying there are five fundamental issues that are important to this country that should supersede any other process. The first is a return to legitimacy. The second is a process that agrees on how to make sure that any other election that happens here in going forward is never a disputed election so that our country never finds itself in a state of illegitimacy. The president is heavily concerned about the state of our economy that seems to be collapsing very fast that seems to be consuming itself in a way that the illegitimate government cannot arrest. The president says, let's stop, breathe, and address that problem, including the colonial crisis that we have, which is partly a result of mismanagement of state resources and state institutions. And then he says, look, there's a lot of problems in our society around the violence of the state, the people who have been killed by the state. We need to look at national healing and national building before we move our country forward in a more perfect, more unified, and more futuristic fashion, something that is akin to the 21st century. And the president says the fifth thing that we've got to do before we talk about anything else is that we must talk very clearly about the chapter 12 and 13 institutions that need to be completely independent. You're talking about your constitutional court here, mm-hmm. which can never, ever in this century assume or attempt to claim that you can have facts that do not rely on figures, and that figures are unimportant in analyzing elections. You want a court that is people who show that they at least attended school at an elementary level, grade 5, 6, 7, 8, not Supreme Court justices that will say things that will shock your brain out of your skull. Hey. So it is those things. You're talking about the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. It must be independent. It must not be an organization that at the end of the election gives you 2-3 results. Even elections that are carried out in a grade 2 classroom will have somebody who counts them and gives you a specific figure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Sibona zani silomlaleli lapha ecingweni. Kunjani baba Moyo?
Aba siyalibonga ile siphathele uhlelo.
Yeah, siyakubonga kakhulu. Ukuthi safika kufisile ngamafutshane, sizokuthi uthini ngodaba lolu baba.
Kakhulu baba, ngiyezwa sibili ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngalokho okwenziwa nguhulumende lo weZimbabwe lo uMnangagwa owazithatha yena ngendlela wathi yena ungukhokheli wabantu phezu kokuthi abantu behlupheka kabuhlungu kangaka. Ubaba lo kalazwelo ule since 1980 elomgabe uthi yena engatshintshani ongakutshintsha owehluleka ngesikhathi elayo umgabe khonapho since 1980 ukube mani ube lenhliziyo zokuzwela abantwana beZimbabwe. Alubani wabaleka kudala waya kwelinye ilizwe embusweni kamgabe, namhlanje uze wathola leli chance elokhu esikhwiza ngendlela zakhe zona lezi ezokuhlakanipha, ethole ngani abantu beZimbabwe bayizithuda. Angeke thina asirobhe uMnangagwa ngoba vele yona izani iveli ngegazi. Okokuqala, i-peace ibusa abantu beZimbabwe ngosuku. Yena sezama ukuthi egqoke isikhumba semvu kodwa eyimpisi ngaphakathi ephangayo ngobudlwangudlwango esibaziyo obenzakala ekhaya. Ubuhlungu bakithi, siyabonga nxa uchamisa elokhu eqinisa ukuthi ivoti yabantu abamvotela yona isebenze. Lokhu sikulindele kakhulu. Kathesi nje ngazi ukuthi bona bakhuleke ngaphi ngalo umkhuhlane oqalisa ukuvela lowo, kumbe ngowabo lami nxa ngikukhangele kwinto lokhu mbone ngani into lezinye zabo, ngoba sisi kudala bekusilizwe bengalungisa amaphayipi
alosilimi. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke eMoyo baba. So Mr. Moyo is really complaining, saying Mr. Mnangagwa who has been in government for a long time, so if you wanted to change things, you should have done it long back. So I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a former ZANU-PF parliamentarian. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Thank you so much. I'll hand you over to Evans. Evans, go ahead.
Mr. Chuma, we are looking here at what the president has been telling the people, especially after the meeting they had yesterday, and they spoke a lot of development, devolution, and the Look East policies and the mega deals, places of the land reform and its non-reversibility and all that. What's your take out of what President Mnangagwa is preaching to the Zimbabweans outside of the country?
I think the president
has come out clean and clear on the trajectory that our country needs to take from the time of elections going forth. It will only be naive of any Zimbabwean not to embrace such a huge step towards the development of their own country, because Zimbabwe will remain our country, all of us, despite our political affiliations, whether ZANU-PF or MDC or any other party. So here is a man who is extending an olive branch and opening up to say, let's come in together, let's partake of the resuscitation of this economy, regardless of whatever has happened, but we are opening up, we're saying here is a way forward. And if anybody digs in against that, then definitely that person must know that they are definitely the enemy of the state and the enemy of the people of Zimbabwe. Because if you want to rule over or superintend over the people of Zimbabwe, then you must know that you must do so from a very correct position where your people are not suffering. So Emmerson Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, is trying to say, let's all come in together and ease the suffering of our people by working together towards the economic emancipation. So if anybody doesn't want to buy into this, then I don't know what they want to buy into.
Okay, well, let's hold it there, Mr. Chuma. Please don't go away. We'll come back to you.
You're going to call her,
eh? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we're going to call her there. Check the caller in short, I think.
Mtereri wedu muripo here?
Tiripo baba makadiko.
Tiripo makadiko. Zita ndina kubata. Ndiani wangu murikupi?
Zita ndino itwa Jason Banda. Ndiri kusha Afrika uko.
Ehe, la Banda. Muruku tambira seiko mashoko aruku paritwa ane mtunga miru wenyika. Kuzizaru wazwe Zimbabwe. Maerirano ni kwenda kumberi kwenyika.
Ehe, baba izi zaka uoma izi. Kutaura muromo hauzari rwine rwizi unongotaura asi chinenge chabuda hapana. Makore 38 years vanhu vachingotaura vanhu tiri kutongokuvara nokudyiwa magaro nenhamo. Chachinja hapana. Chavanongokwanisa bedzi kungotaura zvinhu zvavasingakwanisi kuzozadzisa.
Zvino mukoma wangu, manga mati zvoitwa sei kuti zvigadziriswe pamuri kuona imi napo kuti apa pari kupotswa?
Chavanofanira kuita ndechokuti kana munhu achinga akahwina kumaelection ngavasiye atonge ahwine, ndokugadzirisa kwezvinhu. Zvakangofanana nekuti inini mwana wenyu anonyatsokuziva kuti muri baba. Muchiumanikidza kuti chidana baba vepane chizondova baba vako ava hazvibudi hazvigoni. Vangaedza nepavanogona napo ivo vakadyiwa kumaelection vachiti varambe vachingotonga nyika itombobude ba. Zvakafanana kune marimwe zuro.
Mataura chibhende chakakura.
Vamwe vananozani tikatarira kunyika yeJibhita paivana Mozisi vakuda kubuda. Farao akanga akaomesa mwoyo wake asi akanga achikundwa achidyiwa. Goriati naDhavhidhi akadyiwa asi aingoramba akaomesa mwoyo wake. Chiripo ndechongoti dai vangobvuma kuti aiwa apa patiremera apa. Vosiya vamwe vachitonga.
Aha, aiwa, tapanzwa hapo mukoma wangu. Nguva ndoiri kuti tiza tine vamwe vakaungu vakawanda vari mumutsara vanodawo kukanda mazwi. Tokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa nhasi.
Ndinotenda chose, asi dai vanhu vavanzwisisa nokuti tiri kurwadziwa chose kunoku nezviri kuitwa nemabatirwo atiri kuitwa nokuda kwenyika iyoyi nematongere vanenge vachiita zvinenge zvichitibata-bata chose zvakanyanyisisa.
Hanzi shoko harivhikwi mukuru wangu, rinofunga rasvika kune vari kunzwa.
Ndinotenda.
Zvakanaka imova nezuva rakanaka.
Ndatenda chose nemiwo.
Kumuzwile, you heard what he's talking about. So he speaks to the idea of not wanting to listen at all to the new message that says, let's get together, let's move on, let's forget the past, let bygones be bygones. He chooses not to want to subscribe to that idea. and wants to stick to say they won the election, they want to rule, it should be reversed, they need to have Chamisa back in power.
Mm-hmm. Let's switch over to New York where there's Blessing Zulu. Blessing, are you still on the line? Are you there, Mr. Zulu? Blessing Zulu, can you hear me? I'm trying to get to Blessing Zulu. Blessing, are you on the line? I think that line, I can't hear him. I think maybe he's in audition. So let's get hold of Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, there are issues here that maybe we need to discuss, really, how you guys, as MTC Alliance, you are mapping the way forward. Mr. Mnangagwa is saying, well, let's work together, let's map the way forward. And you guys are arguing that he's illegitimate. This is a stalemate. How do you go forward?
I think let's not get caught up here in our own, in the strings that are being put forward to us. There are a number of ways through which an illegitimate government that has stolen an election would want to move itself towards legitimacy. One of the things it does, and this is known for those who have studied political science, is to try and do what is called duping the international community. This is what the Mnangagwa government has done. It is one of the clearest, most surest signs that you are dealing with a cheat and a thief in electoral terms. They forget their own population, and they try to go on the pleas and say the nicest things in the offshores so that they can get some kind of co-optation of the international community. The illegitimate president left this country without placing a single call to the legitimate winner of this election, without saying a single word, and then goes to New York and starts saying all these things that have no substance, no meaning. And everybody begins to assume that, in fact, there has been something said here. The fact of the matter is, this is hot air in a balloon, and you've got to be careful, it may run out.
But Dr. Spanda,
people will fall. Offer here, there is nothing, as President Nelson Chamisa has said, no one has come to him, and President Mnangagwa is simply carrying out a PR exercise. Fortunately, this is the one most fortunate thing about our country, about Zimbabwe. The large majority of Zimbabweans are intelligent, they are educated, they cannot be duped, they read between the lines, and they know that Mnangagwa failed for over 50 years working with Mugabe, and therefore cannot claim suddenly that he has changed to become an angel. He's trying to paint himself as a different person, but that does not happen.
But then, Dr. Spanda, there's one issue. You know, we're talking to a congressman here, a congresswoman, actually. He was saying that whether you can say anything, but Mnangagwa is the president of Zimbabwe, so you should find a way of working with him. So complaining and all these kind of things, she says it doesn't work. She actually applied their situation to the Zimbabwe situation, saying naturally she belongs to the Democrats and the leader of the country is a Republican. So she says the elections were almost like what happened in Zim, although they are not too similar. So at the end of the day, Mr. Mnangagwa is the president. So I'll come back to you again. Let me just go to
Mr. Mnangagwa is the legitimate president.
So I get that. So let's go to Mr. Chuma.
Mr. Chuma, muchiripo here.
Yes.
Munotaura here, mkomongo. All right. Regarding the Kandeka Mufunzo, Nechi Shona treated Chi Batsirodz Muhammad Zedu Zisingans with Churungu Nechi Ndevele. You know, Tika Tarisa ma mega deals eku China ayo, Mr. Chuma, Aruku Chema Chema Neva Jinji, Ndofunga Makaona Zangaz Chitika ku Zambia Sondora Pura iri. Zambia yakuteta kunge ya Torwa Patra ne China. Takaona mashefu ya mapurisa, kune machainiza harimo, takaona wakuru wakuru wema kamba ni majinji, watu wawe ku China, airport yeku Zambia, Irmulusaka, yari katotoro wane China, jichiendra na nekutaza kubadarwa, kwezikwere tine ma mega deals avari kusainaya. Juno murie Zimbabwe, yari kuchema chema ona wewa ya kuti, pane chinozo buda era hapa, munotu kudii neizozo.
chakanaka ndecho kuti tatove ne zvinhu zvatotarisa tichiona zvakaitika kumberi uko zvisati zvaitika kwatiri. Maitiro ari kuita vanhu vekuChina vechizviita kuZambia zviya zviya hazvitendegwi, and handifunge kuti kune mihurumende futi ichambofa yawira mutrebi yakadaro yatiri kuona kuZambia. In fact, I was so appalled ndichitoona ime video maChina echitorova mukomana zvichinzi akanyengerei musikana wechiChina ikoko vakatomuuraya nokumuuraya. And I'm saying kuti if that is the mentality yavo yavanoda kuuya nayo muno muAfrica, ipapo tinopesana. ZANU-PF as the ruling party always sit down, tinogara pasi nedare recentral committee where I am as well, titivongora zvinhu zvese izvi tichibvumana ndi tichitaurana machokwadi. Saka tikaona kuti kune anything chikuda kukanganisirepo pa tichatigadzirisa, because isu chisu chakuda chatikuda tikuda real partnership ichawinza bundutso muno muZimbabwe nechina iwo ichibhenefitawo sevanhu vari kuisawo mari yavo, asi nesuwo tichibhenefitawo nemabasa. Takatozvitaura zvekati nechitime hatibvume futi kuti tione mashipa anouya nezvidhina zvinobva kuChina, samende inobva kuChina, because tikutokreta basa kuti kuChina ikoko tichitadza kukreta mabasa muno muZimbabwe for vana vedu vemuno muZimbabwe.
Ndo zvanga zvichichemwa izvozvo
mufata bvuma ndosanati takanaka ndechokuti tatove nemuenzaniso uripo weZambia. Saka nesuwo kana takufamba tangwara,
regai ndimboko ndikubate muromo vachuma. Tatsikwa futi nemumwe muteereri aroda kukanda mvunzo ne Mr. Dewe.
Yes.
Umuzwile.
Yeah,
uba vachuma
nyamuzwa kakhulu. Yeah, so siyamuzwa kakhulu chuma yakhulu. Yes. Tateke kubaba uSikhali ecingweni lapha. Baba uSikhali ungatshona njani?
Siyatshona baba, utshone njani nani?
Siyatshona kakhulu, phosela kukhona baba.
Eish, angazanele ngithi mina ngiyehlulela ngalokhu ngingawalalela nje ama-audio thizeni akhe, ama-interview thizeni awenzile. Ukukhuluma ngomlomo kuvame ukuba yinto enhle mntaka baba, kodwa umlomo awufezi. Kwamele kube nento ephathekayo phela okumele ibe khona actionally, not to say ukuthi we'll just keep on finishing inkulumo yethu ibe sweet always, 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 yet sibe sinama-crisis akhona.
So manje kumele kwenziweni baba uSikhali?
Yazi iqiniso, everything is about the truth. Truth needs to be told. Liyadingeka iqiniso, we can't rely. Yabona even semaplazi on relationship, i-relationship also ikhipha ngamanga ngamanga. At the end of the day, amanga ayaphela. And because it's always ordinary Zimbabweans njengami abahluphekayo. Bona they've got good salary, they've got a good living compared to iphovo. So I don't know, but according to what I've seen or what I believe, I doubt if you will manage to unlock the crisis in Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba uSikhali.
Bonga mina mbo.
Yes, that is Mr. uSikhali. He's saying that the truth is always what people have to stick to. So he says there's a lot of suspicion. The president is talking too much. And some of it, he doesn't believe in it. So anyway, we've got Ishmael Tabangane upala lapha ke ku Facebook uti devolution is the way to go, but must be implemented in a good way. Then kuzobuya ke uMusa Masbuko uti baba utambuso mnanga kwa weba ukhetho manje usefuna ukuthi atshontshe umnumzana Jamisa hawo bantu benkosi. Then we've got Busani Moyo who says, why did the opposition help him to remove Mr. Mkabe from power? Then let's go to Ubaba Dr. Spanda. Busakhuluma kolombana ke Dr. Spanda. Asitshaye ngesiNdebele simile ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani lingenzani ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe libe yili lizwe okuhlala khona abantu, kube lentuthuko, kube lakho konke khonoku okudingwa umnangagwa. Ngokuqala lokho, kwesibili khonoku kwama-Chinese deals kuhamba njani? Fokusitshayela nje, siyakunika 1.5 minutes ba. Sikhathi sesihambile.
upresident Mnangagwa akalantuthuko lenguquko ayidingayo kwele Zimbabwe kumgceke lokho abantu njengoba lizwa abalaleli bephuma egcekeni ukuthi umuntu lo siyamazi ngendlela akhuluma ngayo siyayazi osengezimithiyo simbamba masinyazanyana abantu beZimbabwe bayaphuma egcekeni bekhuluma ngomuntu amaziyo khangelani nxa kukhona ongakholwayo ukuthi upresident Mnangagwa akala ngitsho lesici kumbe lesizekeliso sokuthi udinga ukuphucuka kweZimbabwe nimzweni ukuthi besithini ekhuluma nge-devolution ekhonapho e-New York into ayikhulumayo zinsaka ezinukayo ayisiyo i-devolution kayenziwa njalo i-devolution kayisiyo ukuthi akhona ngeyama-taxis kuphela i-devolution kudevolva uhulumende atho ukuthi akhona linye elilima amabele dla amabele linye elilima umumbu dla umumbu elilima amazambane lima amazambane ayisiyo commerce ka-2018 leyo ukuthi akhona kwenza i-business yokuthi umuntu udla lokhu ahle eziphezu kwakho hhayi ngo 2018 angikwazi ukuba upresident Mnangagwa ingqondo zabantu ingqondo zakhe ziye ziold as ngeze 18th century kuthi century akunandaba kumba ukwazi ubone isimo yamabele amabele yawadla kuphela akunandaba kumba ilizwe leni kaliyenzi i-cellphone iyatholakala eFlabrusi i-cellphone iyatholakala eMzarabane yena ukhuluma ukuthi devolution ukuthi i-cellphone ithola idliwa lapha elungiswa khona yikungazi kumbe kwenziwa ukuthi ukhuluma nje ngomlomo ephephetha ingqondo zabantu engakwazi lento ayikhulumayo fanele siqakathekise ukuthi umuntu nxa ekhuluma abantu balalela amazwi umuntu iterela amanzwi zokakosha izizo ayikhona lokhu esikizwayo ukudlalisa ilikhadi sethu ngumuntu okhuluma ngoba esiyithole ichanise ukuthi kuthiwa khona khuluma phela nge-devolution sephonga ukuthi qhamaqhame dobha laphana into ezingakhulunywa ngito la umntwana ograde 2 nxa ekhuluma nge-devolution
siyabonga kakhulu baba Sibanda all what he's saying is that his concept Mr. Mnangagwa's concept of devolution is a little bit archaic so he's saying you know even kids would not even say what he said. So maybe let's read messages on Facebook.
A few messages here on the Shona page.
Mm-hmm.
So Tina Cuthbert, Tinashe Mangezi, and they give Mnangagwa time and support for 1 or 2 years. Tione Kutishino Famba say, then Ipana Clarison Tawanda Mateko, and that's very true, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Zanu now, yavani 37 years, nothing tangible. Chirukuoneka. Kotini mpemi koti hanzi ngoda ya pera nema China kuchiyadzwa dai mambo power ma Americans mine iyoyo vanokwanisa kugadzirisa o road dzatinoda ndo zvavari kutaura wo zvipa page reshona zviviri zvitatu tiri kunzwa kuti tabva taita mumwe mutereri zvakare
iye kunjalo
aha uyakuluma wo munotaura halo halo mutereri wedu
Makalu ndotaura.
Makadiko.
Dirinani makadivo tiri ku South Africa.
Ah tinokutenda ito kuchingamidza yemuchirongwa. Nyaya ndiyo iri mudariro muri kuzviona sei zvazviri kuitika izvi.
Ah izviza ndotovona ndizvo hazo asi kupinja ndaikurudzira kuti iyo vamunangagwa. Vadite koko vari koko. Ndavataure choko vadi vabude pachena. Nyaya kushandisa masoja, vaishandisa mapurisa, madzishe vaishungudza vanhu nokufurwa kwavanhu kwakaita kuHarare. Ngavataure chokwadi vabane pamwe chete nemapato anopikiza kuti Zimbabwe ifambe mberi kwete kuti achindimi ndoga. Tikatarisa pa 2008 to 2013 nyika yakanga yaratidza zvinenge zviri nani. Vakanga vakabatana mapositioni pati pada izvo ngavabatane nevamwe. Kuti masanction abve vakaramba vakadero jaramba chingotambura
aiwa tinokutendai mukoma wangu nekukandawo mazwi maviri matatu muchirongwa ndinovimbawo vakateerera vakuru vakuru vari kunzwawo mashoko amuri kutaura mova nezuva rakanaka nai
ndinotenda
zvakanakai tobatana muzvikamu zvinotevera
yanki
ehe Yamuzwa Baba Gibbs he is speaking to the idea of trying to work together with MDC. He feels ZANU-PF should engage MDC and revive the economy together. He equates the situation today to the times of 2008 when the GNU had to come into force and things improved in the country. That's what he is talking about.
Now let's turn to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, are you still on the line? Are you on the line, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. So let's talk about this opposition issue concerning Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Have you, as a party, discussed this issue to say you want Mr. Chamisa to be an opposition leader of the House of Assembly? Have you discussed it? And if you have done so, what is the purpose of having that? Is it not part of some kind of political bribery, in a way?
No, well, honestly, we have not discussed that as a party, but I'm sure the principal of the party might have seen some reason to probably say that. But I'm not in a proper position to actually draw much on it because it has not yet come into our plate. So as such, we haven't really spoken about it even as a central committee. But I'm sure our principal had something on those lines to say. And I'm sure if the time comes, we shall come together and see reason. But the party itself, for sure, what it stands for is for development. And when we say one development, we're saying that we want to encompass everybody. We don't want to leave anyone outside this whole scene of trying to resuscitate Zimbabwe's economy. So Advocate Chamisa definitely is one of us Zimbabweans and definitely would want to see him definitely taking part in this process of rebuilding Zimbabwe. Because you see, can you see the beauty of Advocate Chamisa come 2023 when he's campaigning to say, look, I've done this and I've done that, I've improved this and I've improved that while I was in the opposition. Now you can vote for me and I can now take a charge of this ship. But I've got these results that I have with me that I've already done. It would be a good thing. Why doesn't he go out there and call for the removal of sanctions and then call for partners to come in under his name to say, these people are being called by Advocate Chamisa and the MDC Alliance to come and help Zimbabwe. They've come to put up a factory here in Bulawayo, for example, and hundreds or thousands of people are employed through his initiative as MDC Alliance. Now, that would be an easy way of campaigning come 2023 to say, for Zimbabwe. That's the scope and mentality that I wish my good brother, Dr. Esbanda, and
let's hear what he can say about that.
Instead of fighting. Non-stop.
Let's hear what Dr. Spanda can say about that. Dr. Spanda, the floor is yours.
Look, I think that as you heard from the caller before that, what is important is that we should bring our country forward. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we should do is stop believing in lies. Mm-hmm. Stop believing that fooling ourselves into saying an untruth is a truth is going to move us forward. We must begin to believe that we are honest people, that we're people that live, that who believe in our words and carry them through. Now, you have a government here that, as Mnangagwa is in America right now as we speak, the people in Harare are being beaten up by the police and being harassed, okay? And that he does not want to pay attention to. The reasoning for beating up Hararians and other urbanites are not very clear. It would seem that it is the same old style of being vengeful for the people of these cities not having voted ZANU-PF. It is very unfortunate that we still are forced to complain about such things in this century. It really must burn our hearts that we are these kinds of people that operate this way. But look, President Nelson Chamisa has said, this whole talk about positions is not what I got into politics for. It is bribery. It is incorrect. It is wrong. You can't use state resources to buy legitimacy. What he wants to talk about are five things. Let's return to legitimacy. Let's have elections that are never disputed. Let's talk about the things that have been done wrong. Let's talk about why people were killed on the 1st of August. And let's not lie about it. Soldiers killed people. And we must understand why. Why were those people not arrested by the police if they were
But they're saying that there's a commission of inquiry that is coming. So anyway, with that in mind.
We don't kill people, sir. We don't kill people in order to set up commissions of inquiry. Those people should never have been killed, especially by soldiers who should not and did not have any business on the streets of Harare. The police were handling the situation as they always do. People must remember that before the 1st of August, the MDC has been holding peaceful and successful demonstrations in the central business district of Harare with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of attendants. In fact, just 2 weeks before that, we marched on to ZEC with the leadership and nothing bad happened. But we do know that on the 1st of August, provocateurs were sent out in order to make sure that people are then killed, just to make sure that you make an example. So it's a very, and Zimbabweans are not stupid. Zimbabweans see through this.
Thank you very much, Siyabonga Kulu. I think we can go to Babu Chum.
Baba Chum, tasara nema ningu wa shoma shoma.
Yeah.
Pamwe tingangu. Baba Chum, mchiripo ere?
1 minute each then, suspect.
Hello, Mr. Chum, mchiripo ere? Mr. Chum, tinenge tavaluza nai?
Actually, I hear him. I think he was not in the studio. So.
Okay. Murugundi nzwa ere, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I can hear you.
Takuskwedera kuma gumwe chirongwa chedu. Maybe tingangoti muchidimbu tichi vara. Mashoko enye kupedzisira. Tichi tarisa kuti zvinozoitwa seiko kuti nyika itongeke zvakanaka. Zimbabwe idzokere payaimbove kare pari kuchemerwa nemwana wese weZimbabwe.
Chekutanga. Vamunangagwa Paris zvino zvichitaura vari ku New York nevamwe heads of states venyika dzakasiyana siyana. Saka ndocho ndichokutanga tatipa kuziva ichocho kuti chero tikaramba chingoti legitimate haisi legitimate hazvichashanda hazvichasevenza. Ngatibvumei kuti ndozvavepo izvi. Togouya manje totitanga kushandira tiziva kuti kuna 2023 because my elections hambofa arega kuuya anouya after 5 years. Titanga kushandira nyika yedu wherever we are to make it better for everyone and also to proper our CVs as politicians. Handifiri kuchaita mamanifesto here for 2023 achaita obuda akanaka kana waita mabasa akanaka even uri paopposition kuti ava atarisai vanhu wee ndakadaidzavo tikamutsirisa izvi takaita so izvi zvikamuka saka takuona kuti muchitivhotorawo tipinde mudriving seat yacho tikontrole hurumende
ndozvinomazara ne 10 seconds
rekuda kuvaka.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba.
Thank you very much.
Baba Sibanda, kutoba khonapho ke valelisa ngesindebele baba Sibanda.
Lizwile nje ngembanyana ukuthi umnumzana uChuma okuCentral Committee yeZANU-PF ukhulume wathi yena labo kuZANU bebengayazi indaba leyo kuthiwa ikhulunywa ngumnangagwa weNew York. Ovele kutshengisa ukuthi thina abantu be-MDC asiqambe mangathi alikukhuluma iqiniso indaba ekhulunywayo leyo ukuthi kuthiwa khona kule zinto ezinje le umnangagwa uthanda ukulungisa ilizwe kangani ukhulume ngolwelesibona amakhiwa wethuka bambuza umbuzo wethi wasepho ukukhuluma nje kuphela angikwazi ukuthi umuntu omdala othiwa nguye legitimate president nxa wawathi uthiwane ngesindebele kungaselani kodwa awukhulumileyo awukhanye ukuthi kulo mkantshi ofika ngaphi njenganihlala yenza
baba Chuma ngesindebele 5 seconds qethisa khona. Baba Chuma, kolite katika kwa
ilizwe letu. Ubaba Mnangagwa njengomkhokheli wethu ulakho ukuthi akhulume izinto noma engakahlali phansi labantu bonke abuye sehlala phansi nokuthi hayi ngibone kunje akwenze kunje la ubaba uChamisa ngiyathemba la ulali ilungelo nalelo njengomkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC kodwa into eqakathekileyo asiphilisaneni kuhle akusatshintshi ubaba uMnangagwa besi ulamanye ama-head of state ngale opresident eNew York ngale nguye osengupresident weZimbabwe so nxa sifuna ukuthi sakhe asikukhangeleni njalo siqala ukulungiselela
u-2023
eyokuvuselela ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngoba nxa kuhlupheka kuhlupheka umntana we-MDC lo mntana
weZANU-PFkuhlupheka
wonke umuntu.
Yes, abonga kakhulu ke. So what we know is that Mr. Mnangagwa is expected to address the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's very correct.
Now, we wish to say thank you to our guest, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda of the MTC Alliance, is the presidential spokesperson, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former ZANU-PF member of parliament, and Blessing Zulu, our reporter who is in New York. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Evans Zeninga. Stay well. Until next time.